Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God, beloved. Jesus is Lord, and He is coming back. That's good news. That's the good news of the gospel, and He's come to grant eternal life to anyone who will believe on Him. They won't perish, but they'll have everlasting life. And we've been talking about how do we, as Christians, begin to live that fulfilled, abundant life that Jesus promised us. He said, I've come not just to give life, eternal life, but to give an abundant life in the here and now. And the world is continually seeking satisfaction, pleasures, how to improve, how to enhance their physical prowess, their mental abilities. It's a constant place of a competition and striving after, basically, in fact, I don't want to shock you, but there are some out there in the scientific realm that are literally trying to secure immortality. In other words, basically, we do enough in the way of technology, we can prevent death. Beloved, that's not going to happen. Jesus is Lord over life, and it's appointed unto man once to die. And it doesn't matter what the post-humanists say. It doesn't matter what the elitists say, merging, you know, man and machine. And basically, in fact, was it the Washington Post talked about the end of mankind? Because, I mean, I don't want to go there. It's shocking for those who may not have any awareness of it, but it is the genetic manipulation and the things that are being done sub rosa, that will be all part of the terror and horror of the end times. And so, beloved, you know, God's masterpiece, man, his blueprint, if you will. He created man the way He wanted them. Now we're in a fallen state, of course, but through Jesus we can be restored. The last thing to be restored, the last enemy to be put underfoot is death, and that is conquered through our belief in Jesus Christ. One day we will have a glorified body just like His glorified body, and we will know the joys of everlasting fellowship with Him. And as David said, in Thy presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And the Bible doesn't illuminate all those pleasures, but we can trust Him. One of my favorite subjects is reading about people that have gone to heaven, raised from the dead, or experiences that God has granted them. And it's like, boy, we can hardly wait. Beloved, it is going to be so wonderful to be with our loved ones again. How great is that? Oh, mercy. It will be wonderful. And so we can, you know, and we're to comfort one another with these words, amen, that Jesus is coming. And we could be joyful. We could be filled with the Spirit. People aren't today. Things are in a very serious state. But for the Christian, we know something the world doesn't know, and we have a job to tell them. Those that have ears to hear. Now, the Holy Spirit has to prepare their hearts. We need to be very prayerful and thoughtful and be led of God's Spirit. So, you know, we're not to cast our pearls before swine, but God knows how to prompt you. There may be relationships, even sometimes just a brief comment, waiting in line with someone. You can say something that will impact their lives. As I've shared time and again, I don't know how many times I've shared on the broadcast, when I walked in the world for 10 years, I only had two Christian witnesses, and one of them was, it was a girls' rooming house, and we had a you know, a casual acquaintance and conversation. She never spoke to me about Jesus, but she sent me a Christmas card while I lived there during that short time in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She just said, "The King is coming." And I don't even know what that meant, but it really impacted me. I never forgot it. That's all she did. Just signed her name, "The King is coming." That's something to think about, right? If you don't know who the King is. So watch out, world. The King is coming. He's coming soon. Praise God. And so as we look at what Jesus, if we need to take up our cross and follow him. And there are so many philosophies of self-help and self-preservation out there today, not only in the world, but in the Christian realm. They've invaded and diluted our spiritual lives. Now, does God want you to prosper and be in health? Of course he does. But the catch is, even as your soul prospers. What's the first and greatest commandment, beloved? Remember that? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might. And then Jesus said, "At your neighbor as yourself." In fact, he actually gave a new commandment. We don't only love our neighbor as ourselves, but love one another. Remember, he said to his disciples, "As I have loved you." That's the character of Christ, having the mind of Christ. Beloved, we can't live a truly victorious life unless we have the mind of Christ, unless we understand the Word of God that he's given to us. You know, we can go into any Christian bookstore, just browse through the catalogs, the various areas, the various subjects. How many books do you see on sin and repentance and sanctification? That's a good question. You will find a lot of books on spiritual self-preservation or self-help. We're so focused on ourselves. You know, if we could be transported to a country where the persecuted church is trying to serve God, I think we'd be so mortified. We'd be so ashamed. We've had it so good in this country. We're rich and increased with goods. We don't have need of anything. We want things comfortable for us. Beloved, if the persecuted church would see somehow some of us live our lives, beloved, it's a matter of life and death. Yes, when we die, we'll go to be with Jesus. But will you stand before the Lord ashamed because there was something else between you and God? Jesus said, if you love father or mother, brother or sister or children more than him, you're not worthy of him. Now, of course, we don't hate our enemies, we don't hate our loved ones, but Jesus was trying to give an understanding that the Lord, service to God, and if we will love the Lord with all of our heart, with everything in us, presenting our body a living sacrifice, all of our relationships will fall in line. We will have the mind of Christ. I don't know how many times I've said that. If we have the mind of Christ, there'd be no schisms or divisions. There'd be no disagreement. Why? Because Jesus, he's not confused. He's the mind of the body, right? So the reality is today, beloved, that you will sometimes find more people at prosperity seminars, how to be blessed, than you'll find at the altar crying out to God to sanctify them from this world. Now, some of you may think, that's just a really negative picture of the condition of the church. Well, no, it's not negative if it's true. Yeah, it may be negative. But, you know, when Jesus spoke to, when he was, as John recorded, speaking to the seven churches, he had somewhat against them, right? And being lukewarm, he would spew them out of his mouth. And so, beloved, we can be free by the precious blood of Jesus to live without struggle, without defeat, without stress and strife. Oh, will we be delivered from that occurring? No, but we can live above it. We can respond with gentleness, with the fruit of the Spirit. We will also understand with spiritual understanding, because the devil is trying to bait you in those relationships, those words that are being spoken, trying to get you to react, to get angry, to say things that you may regret. 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And What is that beautiful prayer? The Lord's Prayer, we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, recognition of the majesty, the holiness of God. And it ends with, let thy, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And of course, God does not lead us into temptation, but he delivers. That translation means deliver us from evil, because that is his will. He wants to protect his children. In fact, he wants you to enjoy and savor every moment of your life and to overcome life's little problems and our great problems with the help of the Lord. And when you look at this, really, they may be monumental mountains to you, but all of your problems are little, are easy to resolve to God. So what we need to do is ask God to allow us to savor the moments of our life, to experience his blessings, to live it with a thankful heart, grateful heart. Sanctification and the resulting peace are available only through the cross of Calvary, where God has a full supply of his riches waiting for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that right now we repeat that prayer, Lord, that for those who are listening, those who are hungry for you, that, Lord, you will do this work. You will sanctify us wholly, and our spirits, our soul, our bodies shall be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, it has been a blessing to minister to you. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer is going to give you our contact information in just a minute. If it's more convenient to email, please feel free to do that. I will always confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, I do invite you to write and share your mailing address. You can do that by email, and then I will respond to you through the USPS service. I will write a personal letter. And, you know, beloved, over the years, people have kept decades of the letters. They actually have they go back and reread them as a source of encouragement and inspiration. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.